change gears. Adults, I'm speaking to you, whether here or virtually online. The name of my scripture this morning is, Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. So Jesus tells us that I am the true vine, you are the branches, and my Father is the gardener. And so Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, here in our sanctuary, online, wherever you are watching, we have been in a difficult growing season. We have strived. We have reached out. We have planted, but it has been difficult. You see, branches grow both in connection to the vine, but branches also grow in connection to other branches, physical connection. And COVID has made our church physical connections impossible at first, then difficult. But now we thank God that our situation is starting to change. Masking and growing vaccinations and increasing herd immunity are all opening up pathways so we can be reestablishing our in-person fellowship connections. And we are so grateful that we have our virtual online fellowship connections as we do all this. You see, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, our growing season is changing. And the challenges we are facing, and we are facing these challenges with every other church in this country and the world, how can we, through the love of our true vine, Jesus, and the grace of our gardener, Father God, reconnect to in-person worship and fellowship with our branches while we maintain a healthy and strong virtual online community? So, dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Jesus, please fill me as you fill your branches, nourish me, strengthen me, sustain me, turn me towards your light so I can hear your voice. Amen. So have you noticed ever that the relationship between the vine and branches is so intimate? Being a Christian is so intimate. Have you ever connected that word with Christian? God lives in us. Now, Zoom calls and virtual worship are wonderful tools and they're gifts. And they have kept our branches alive for this past year. They are intimate. They are wonderful. But they are not quite so intimate. You see, there's something about in-person worship and fellowship. Something that we, Royal Oak, need to nurture during this changing and growing season in the life of our church. And we face this challenge with every other church in this country. I called around this week. I put calls into over a dozen pastors of similar size churches, and every pastor I spoke to indicated that it's being very difficult because people have gotten used to Zoom calls and online worship. One pastor told me that during his Zoom worship, he saw people in the background doing dishes, reading books. It's kind of a little easy. When I had my yearly supervisory interview that all the pastors in the district and the conference do with their district superintendent. Superintendent said the same thing to me. He said, Pastor Tim, our people are just getting used to being virtual. But there was something about in-person worship and fellowship. And I discovered this 22 months ago during my first official Royal Oak community meeting, which I walked in as pastor and saw a whole bunch of faces I did not know. I was so excited to get to that meeting that I forgot to turn the lights off in my car. And so, after the meeting, when there was only one other person in the parking lot, and that was who's now pastor, Ben Allen, and myself, I realized my battery didn't start. And Pastor Ben ran and got jumper cables. You see these cables on the wall and back of me every Sunday. That is because I realized as soon as I got here, God gave me a message that we need to be in connection for the energy truly to flow. These are not real jumper cables. These are like Barbie summer house jumper cables, but you get the point. Okay. See, there's something about in-person worship and fellowship. And I again discovered this several months ago in one of our times when we were briefly open. One of our members said, well, I know we can't hug each other for real, but let's give each other a virtual hug. And I remember that virtual hug. And that was so great. And I discovered this also last week when I saw faces in our congregation that I hadn't seen in many months. And just seeing your faces here in front of me, I felt energized. Because we were back together again. You see, being together in fellowship in person reminds us all of our connections as branches on the true vine of Jesus. And there's something else about this. There's something so fruitful about in-person worship and fellowship. Did you notice in our scripture this morning, it's all about fruitfulness? The words bear fruit appear 6 times in just 8 verses. And if we go to nature, a branch does not bear fruit for itself. The apple on a tree does not bear that apple so it can feed that tree. Branches bear fruit for others. And we branches all bear fruits of our vine, of our one true vine, Jesus, and we bear them each in our own way. You see, our true vine and our God and our Father lift us up and gift us. And they lift us up and gift us so we may bear fruits for others. And one thing we have done amazingly is learn how to virtually bear fruit for others. Perhaps more than any other church in our district or even conference, we have learned how to bear fruit for others virtually. Did you realize that our food pantry is essentially virtual? No, it's physical. It's in person. You can come and actually get food that you can feel and touch, but we never see the people there. It's a separate room. It's open 24/7. But we learned how to bear fruit through our food pantry. Our online worship, we are learning how to bear fruit through online worship. Our drive-through events. Yeah, we can see the people, but they're in their cars. It's kind of virtual. And our basket deliveries and flower deliveries. We have been learning so much and growing so much connected to the vine of Jesus and with the fertilizer of the Holy Spirit. But now, due to the circumstances in our country, I believe that Jesus is calling us home, to this home. Okay, don't get nervous. I didn't mean home. I meant sanctuary. Okay. So we can have fellowship with branches in our sanctuary. We are continuing to take precautions and being careful, and that will continue. And so here it is. I am asking you, our members, to reach out to our members and to invite them back into our sanctuary. if they are ready. And I am asking you, our members, to reach out to your friends and neighbors and invite them to visit if they are ready. And whatever we do, and even if we have the sanctuary packed to overflowing, we are still doing all of our online worship because we have been growing this community in amazing ways, and this is how God wants us to proceed. So yes, there is something about in-person fellowship. But look, I want to be clear. Living as Christians can be so intimate. I know that. But living as a human being in this world can also be so dangerous. You see, we have a member in this church who was so filled with fellowship and wanting to bear fruit to their neighbor that they, in this last week, helped their neighbor in person have a vine and branches experience. It was a poison ivy vine experience. And that member had to take steroids because of a really bad case of the poison ivy vine experience. So yes, I understand that this is not all perfect, but we are doing the best we can, and we are welcoming you with open arms, open hearts, to come and grow and be part of this beloved worshiping and praying community. And there is something about a vine and branches fellowship with Jesus. I once saw a sign that said, "Grow where you're planted." But you know, as Christians, we could change this to "Grow where you are grounded." Because we are grounded in Jesus. As followers of Jesus, we are grounded in God, in the Trinity, and in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And we have a beautiful feeding fruitfulness of that grounding in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus this morning as we celebrate communion, as we branches are fed by the vine Jesus. We are grounded in God's love as followers of Jesus. And as followers of Jesus, our gospel scripture this morning invites us to rejoice as Jesus, the true vine, sustains the branches from below, from above, from within, and from without. Look at the gifts of creation that God gives to vines and branches. Food from the soil, life from the sun, hydration from the rain, blessings from the wind as seeds are scattered. So I'd like you to consider one word that we haven't ever spoken about here, that I recall, two words actually. We are grounded in a mutual indwelling. Remember I said being Christian was intimate? Well, so are the words mutual indwelling. Because Jesus, in verse 4, gives us an invitation. Abide in me, which is also translated as dwell in me, which the NIV translates as remain in me. And he also gives us a promise, as I abide, as I dwell, as I remain in you. As followers of Jesus, we have a mutual indwelling of God in us and us in God. There is something about being Jesus' true vine, and there is something about being in fellowship with the branches on that vine. The Reverend Donald Gray Barnhouse talks about a grapevine in Hampton Court near London. And you know how old this grapevine is? 1,000 years old. And here's how Reverend Barnhouse describes it. It has a 2-foot-thick root Some of the branches are 200 feet long, but because of skillful cutting and pruning, this one vine produces several tons of grapes each year. And even though some of the smaller branches are 200 feet from the main stem, they bear much fruit because they are joined to the vine, and the life of the vine flows through them. So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, I see us as that astonishing grape plant, vine, and branches. We have grown through challenges this past year. We have reached out in many new ministries. Our church touches many new people, and we are being fed communion this morning by the sacramental grace of God. So let us take all of these gifts and blessings of God. Let us hold tight to our true vine, Jesus. While we are in prayer, and while we extend our branches, our arms, to bear fruit in fellowship and to reconnect with in-person fellowship with all of our members, old and new, and friends here in our sanctuary. We are praying a lot. We are asking a lot. But if that one vine in London can produce several tons of grapes each year, think of what we can do as we live in the grace and God, grace of love of God, because as we know, kids, our four words, God is with us. You knew that. And we give thanks for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.